Hi, welcome to Classical Kids Storytime. I'm Lynn, and today the story my friends will tell you is all about a girl I think you might already know. She has many names all around the world, but the one you probably know best is Cinderella. Did you know the Cinderella story was written over 300 years ago by a Frenchman named Charles Perrault? And Cinderella wasn't the only famous story he gave us. Among his other characters are Little Red Riding Hood, Puss in Boots, and another famous princess, the Sleeping Beauty. When a story is a good one, lots of people want to tell the tale. You probably know of more than one version of Cinderella. You might have one or two stories in a book. Walt Disney made a very famous animated version you might have seen. Your mom and dad, or grandparents, probably remember Cinderella made for TV way back in the 1960s, when a famous Broadway musical team, Rodgers and Hammerstein, made her sing and dance. Classical music writers also loved Cinderella. Over 200 years ago, an Italian opera composer named Gioachino Rossini wrote a very funny opera called La Cenerentola. Cenerentola means Cinderella in Italian, and guess what? You won't meet all the usual characters in Rossini's opera. He's taken some out, and he's added some new ones. Like this. Instead of the fairy godmother, there's Alidoro, a teacher and a friend to the prince. He helps Cinderella get to the ball. And rather than a wicked stepmother, there's her nasty stepfather, Don Magnifico, who insists he had a dream that his daughters, Clorinda and Tisby, will become royalty. Cinderella's real name is revealed. It's Angelina. And guess what else? No glass slipper. Instead, there's a pair of matching diamond bracelets. And so the story begins. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, lived a beautiful young lady named Angelina. Angelina lived in a big, rundown house with her stepfather, Don Magnifico, and her two stepsisters. Angelina means little angel, and so she was. She was kind and lovely and sweet to people and animals. An angel on earth to those in need, she always treated other people as she would want to be treated. Often, in the case of her nasty stepsisters, Clorinda and Tisby, she treated them far better than they treated her. They called her Cinderella, a nasty name, making fun of her job of cleaning out the cinders from the fireplace and doing all the dirty housework and the work they didn't want to do. Clorinda and Tisby were selfish and mean, liking nothing better than when their father gives them expensive dresses, and especially jewelry.
My dear daughters, I've brought you something very special from my recent travels. Something I think you will like very much. Here.
An old chest. You brought us an old chest. It's disgusting.
Filthy. We don't even know where it's been. It smells funny. What on earth were you thinking, Daddy?
Now, my delicate flowers. Never, ever judge a book by its cover. It's not the chest, it's what's inside. Here's the key. You open it, and I'm sure you'll find something you can wear to the ball tonight. I'm off to get ready now. Have fun, my little cupcakes.
Oh, all right, but it better be fabulous.
Jewels!
Oh, my gosh! Look at those!
Do you think they're real?
Yes.
Oh, Dave, we never know. Fake.
No,
they're real. Look at those pearls.
Oh, pearl schmearls. Give me that sapphire ring.
And diamond brooch. Oh, that will look fantastic with my pink brocade ball gown.
So much here, so little time. And what's this? Look at the diamonds. So many. A huge ruby. Yes. It's a
tiara.
Oh, there's only one. It's mine.
I saw it first. I'm oldest and I'm bigger than you are.
You certainly are. No. Ow. I touched it first. No tag backs. Touchers keepers. It's mine.
Touchers keepers. Of all the dumb things I've ever heard you say, that is the dumbest.
Mine! Dumb? Who are you calling dumb? You give me that crown or I'm going to crown you.
No.
Ow.
We'll see about this. Daddy! Daddy!
Don't. Daddy! Daddy!
Do not touch that trunk, Cinderella. Don't even go near it. It better all be there when we get back or you're in huge trouble. By the way, you need to get our ball gowns out of storage, press them, clean up this mess, and get dinner ready, and come help us dress and do our hair. We're expecting a visit from Prince Ramiro for our invitation to the ball.
Daddy! Do not believe a word Tisby says! She's lying!
Sometimes trying to make everyone happy around this place can really take it out of you. Oh, well. Better get busy.
Little does our Cinderella know, but the prince, who is having a ball to meet all the eligible young ladies of his kingdom, has sent out his teacher, Alidoro, disguised as a beggar. Pay attention now, because there's a lot of disguises in Rossini's version of this story. The prince hopes that Alidoro will see the young women as they really are and report back about who might make the best match as his princess.
Good day, my lovely young lady. I'm a poor beggar in need of some food and drink. Might you have anything to spare?
Oh, why, I'm certain we do, my good sir. Please come in. Sit by the fire. You must be chilled in this damp air.
How kind. Thank you.
I can offer you some fresh baked bread and hot coffee.
I was hoping you'd have espresso.
No espresso, just coffee.
And this is an Italian opera.
Coffee's fine. Medium. Room for cream?
We only have milk.
Milk's fine. Thank you so much.
At this point, Rossini's story gets really interesting. You have to keep up now. Not only is his teacher disguised as a beggar, but Cinderella's family is about to meet Prince Ramiro. Except, get this, the prince is disguised as his servant Dandini, and Dandini is disguised as the prince. That way they can figure out what people are really like and how they really treat others.
Tiz, what's this? Is it the prince already?
Oh, no, it can't be, I'm not ready. Oh, Daddy, I'm so nervous. Clorinda, how do I look?
You have something in your teeth, dear. Not that one, the other one. Which one of us will he choose, do you think? Oh, me, I hope.
As far as I'm concerned, it makes no difference. Either one of you will make us royalty. And so we are. Royalty, my dream come true.
Greetings and royal salutations. I am Dandini, valet to Prince Ramiro. It is my honor to announce the arrival of His Royal Highness, heir to the throne, handsome, charming, and all-around nice guy, Prince Ramiro, here to invite you to the ball this evening, at which point it is hoped His Highness will select one worthy young woman in the kingdom to be his bride and our new princess. His Royal Highness, Prince Ramiro.
Royal greetings from the palace to you.
Your Highness, an honor.
Yes, it is an honor, isn't it?
Your Highness, pushing.
yes, indeed. And please introduce me to your charming daughters.
Certainly. This is my eldest, the intelligent Clorinda. What she lacks in beauty, she makes up for in brains.
Oh, my Royal Highness. I mean, your Royal Highness, this is such a thrill. I cannot tell you how I've longed to meet you all these many years. I mean, these few years. I'm not that old. I mean, I'm not old at all. I mean, oh, dear.
And this is my youngest daughter, the nearly lovely and often innocent Tisby.
Oh, Your Majesty. Higher Highness of all Highnesses.
Such an honor, I'm sure.
Okay, then. The purpose of my visit is to invite you and your daughters to the royal ball tonight. all eligible young women are to be there.
Just to catch you up so far, we have the prince's teacher disguised as a beggar, the prince disguised as his servant, and his servant disguised as the prince all in the house. Suddenly the prince, disguised as, you got it, his servant spots Cinderella, who's been standing off in the shadows to one side of the fireplace. He is immediately enchanted by her beauty and grace, and she likes what she sees too.
But Don Magnifico, it seems you have neglected to introduce His Royal Highness to the loveliest daughter of all. Hello, my dear.
Hello. You are most kind. And handsome.
None fairer than you in all the land, I should think.
Oh, my. Thank you. I am Angelina, sir.
So you have three daughters. They all must be invited, especially this lovely angel. Angelina.
I'm afraid you are wrong, sir. I have only two. This is not my daughter. Yes, she is merely a servant. I mean not to offend your royal valet-ness. This one belongs only to the kitchen and the hearth. She would be an embarrassment to a royal ballroom. No, she's not part of my family.
Then my heart will be heavy not seeing you tonight.
As mine is now.
Thank you most graciously for this high honor. We accept the invitation, of course, of course.
Angelina, I feel we shall meet again. Soon.
Oh, that would be my fondest wish. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Angelina.
Now, get to work, Cinderella. Help my girls look as beautiful as they can. One of them is going to be your princess very soon.
Angelina?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot you were still here. Would you like more bread? I can warm the coffee.
My dear child, I'm here to tell you something wonderful. I'm not really a beggar. I'm a friend, tutor, and mentor to Prince Ramiro, and I'm here to ensure that you're at the ball tonight.
Can this be true?
It can, and it is. Come with me, for we have work to do. I have brought you some things to wear that will make you the most beautiful young woman at the ball tonight.
That night, the palace looked more festive and alive than anyone had ever seen it. Fairy lights twinkled from every tower and window. Torches lit the way to the huge drawbridge over the moat surrounding the castle, and carriages were lined up for as far as the eye could see. Men and women were arriving dressed in the finest silks and brocades and jewels. Don Magnifico and his daughters were standing as close to Prince Ramiro as they could get, watching the other guests arrive.
Presenting the Count and Countess Hollandaise.
Oh, I don't like that dress. It's a dreadful color on her, don't you think, Tiz?
Just awful. Oh, it brings out the green in her face.
And the blue in her hair.
Girls, please, try and behave until one of you is engaged to the prince.
Sorry, Daddy.
Just a teensy reminder. Cinderella, her stepsisters, and stepfather all think Dandini is the prince, and the real prince is the servant Dandini. Cinderella thinks she's in love with the servant, who's really the prince. Get it? Got it? Good. Nearby, the real prince and Alidoro have a little meeting.
So, Alidoro, my trusted friend, do you think she'll arrive soon?
Oh, yes, yes. I arranged for one of the royal carriages to collect her at 7. She should be here any minute. She is a lovely creature. Kind, sweet, compassionate. Her family treats her terribly. But she never complains. Never gets angry. Truly like her name, Angelina. An angel of kindness.
And tonight, I will ask her to be my princess for all time.
Here she is. What do you think, Ramiro?
She has taken my breath away. And my heart. What beauty. What grace. Stunning. My dear Lady Cenerentola, I am enchanted.
Oh, thank you, Your Highness. Thank you so very much for inviting me.
Would you care to dance?
Of course.
Look at that, Tiz. What a pushy thing to do. I was supposed to have the first dance. How rude.
Well, you have to admit she is lovely. And there's something awfully familiar about her, too. Don't you think, Daddy?
Yes. But I simply can't place the face. Never mind, my dears. One of you will surely be chosen. And please, when you are, don't forget your dear old father. I won't take up too much room here in the palace. Just the east wing and a dozen servants should be fine.
I have to tell you, my dear, I believe I'm in love with you, and I would hope that you would become my wife and princess.
Oh, Your Highness, you do me a great honor, and any woman in the kingdom would be proud and happy to be your wife, but...
But what?
I'm afraid my heart belongs to another. It's your servant, Dandini, who I met earlier. He is kind and true, and my heart is his, and his only.
Remember now, the man Cinderella thinks is Dandini really was the prince.
I need to leave soon, to get home before my family returns. But would you be so kind as to give this bracelet to your servant? I will keep the matching one. And then dear Dandini will know how to find me.
But wait. I have something to tell you.
Goodbye, and thank you for everything. It was a night I'll remember as long as I live.
Back at home, Cinderella is wearing her ragged dress, sweeping the floor as her stepfather and stepsisters return from the ball.
Well, it seems this mystery woman has won the prince. For now. But she ran off like the little idiot she is.
And now I will never have a chance. He's in love with somebody else.
Yes, but we all know he would have chosen me. I'm younger.
What does it matter now? I'm going to bed.
Me too.
Cinderella, what on earth have you been doing all night? Daydreaming? You haven't gotten a thing done around here. The fire is small, the house is cold, there's nothing to eat. Why, I ought to punish you so you will never forget your place again. Come here. Who could that be at this hour?
Standing at the door, holding Cinderella's bracelet is the servant Dandini, but it's really the prince in disguise once again.
Why, it's the prince's servant, Dandini. What is it, sir? Has the prince changed his mind about my girls?
I fear not, sir, but I am here on a matter of my own heart. Angelina?
Yes?
I could not wait to bring your bracelet back. And when I heard how you felt about me, how your heart was true, how you rejected the prince for me, I had to see you right away.
It is true. I have never felt this way about anyone. Your eyes are so kind, your heart so gentle. There could be no other for me.
Then I have to tell you, I have not been entirely honest with you.
Why? What is it? Do you love someone else?
Never. Not in 1,000 lifetimes. I hope you won't be disappointed, but I was only pretending to be a servant. In truth, I am Prince Ramiro. Will you marry me, Angelina?
Of course she says yes. And while the prince, and many others, thought Don Magnifico and his daughter should be punished for their wickedness, Cinderella was much more forgiving, asking only that Don Magnifico accept her as his true daughter, which, of course, he was more than willing to do. And they all lived...
Tis me! What have you done to my closet? Have you been going through my things again? Tis me!
Daddy!
Daddy!
Mostly happily ever
Daddy,
after.
Daddy!